Hi, everyone. This is Miss Honey, and you are listening to the Introverted Single Friend Podcast. Welcome back to a new week of the Introverted Single Friend Podcast. This is episode 8. I am Miss Honey, and this is Season 1 finale. So today I'm not going to talk about any trending topics. I'm going to give you my reviews on 2 shows that I have been watching, and then I will get into the main topic of the day, which is insecurities, embrace them, and own them.
Finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you, 'cause I love you. Yeah, it's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold, but tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth, baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely, especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away. Going through, but baby girl, I'm not blaming you, just don't blame me too. Yeah, 'cause I can't take this pain forever, and you won't find no one that's better, 'cause I'm right for you, babe. I think I'm right for you, babe. You know what I'm thinking, see it in your eyes. You want me, hate it when you cry. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Yeah.
So the first show that I wanted to get into is Black Ink Crew Chicago. It comes on VH1. Sometimes it comes on Mondays. Sometimes it comes on Wednesdays. But this last season, I couldn't take it. And it's really coming to light that they are confirming that reality TV is definitely scripted. But, you know, these reality shows gives me topics to talk about on my blog. So we're going to talk about one of the castmates, Kat. She is a tattoo artist in 9 Mag Tattoo Shop. And she's had a run-in with the owner, creator, founder of 9 Mag, Ryan Henry. So I'm just going to give you my 2 cents on what I think of her. So this is season 3 of the show. If you do watch the show, then you will know exactly what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about. So the castmates are Ryan Henry, Van, Four, Dawn, Charmaine, which is like the ratchet one, Danielle, and then you have Kat, and then you have other castmates, but those are the main ones. So I'm not sure if it was season 1 or season 2, where Kat and Four took their friendship to the next level and were like somewhat messing around. And then last season, he came out with his girlfriend, Nikki, who is also a part of the show as well as one of the supporting castmates on there also. And they recently just moved in together. So her and Kat had some issues last season because, of course, you know, Four was all about, you know, showing Kat that he was into her, he was feeling her and whatnot, but then he comes out with a girlfriend. Well, also last summer, there was something that happened at the lake house with Ryan and Kat that was televised, but then it was more so like behind the scenes where they had supposedly messed around at the lake house on one of the drunk nights, and Kat had moved to LA, and she was saying that how Ryan was sending her text messages and calling her saying, you know, that he wanted to be more than friends and he always had feelings for her, this, that, and the third. But this was around the time that him and the mother of his child, Rachel, were working things out. So Kat hasn't been around, and all of a sudden this season she comes back to Chicago and she felt the need to come to Rachel as a woman, which I totally do not agree with. I think that was the wrong move. I just felt like it was unnecessary. There was no point. But she felt like coming to Rachel as a woman, and Ryan did not like that. He also didn't like that the producers also, you know, put that together as well. And he just felt like this is not something that he wants televised. And so him and Rachel are going at it back and forth. Of course, then she starts spilling the beans, going on into full details of how they messed around, what went down last summer, how many times they messed around, this, that, and the third. And it's just like, my whole thing is, he never said he loved you. He never said that he actually wanted to be with you. He just said he had feelings for you. And if you see that he has a girlfriend, you don't have no loyalty to his girlfriend. So why do you feel the need to come to her as a woman? And if you and Ryan did have something going on last summer, then take that to the grave with you. Like, there is no need for you to try and mess up what they have going on, and you don't know behind closed doors if he did tell his girlfriend about you and Ryan's situationship, or, you know, what happened at the lake house, and if he did have feelings for you. So she feels as though that Ryan is fronting on her and he's not being honest, and, you know, he's not being upfront about what really happened, and she felt like he owes the shop an explanation as well. First of all, Ryan owns the shop. He's a grown-ass man. He don't owe nobody an explanation. Whatever happened, happened. It's over with. He's with Rachel, and they have a family, and you just looking real messy, and it's just like, yeah, you and Ryan were bro and sis, and then all of a sudden he tells you he has feelings for you, and, you know, you're pushing him away because you see that he is, you know, working things out with Rachel. So it's like, why are you trying to bring this about now? You know what I mean? Let it go. And that's the thing too. Like, when it comes to coming to someone as a woman, I don't feel like you need to, because at the end of the day, shouldn't a woman believe a random woman about her man? you ask your man, you know what I'm saying, you go to your man about it, but I just feel like you shouldn't believe a complete stranger. Because at the end of the day, women lie, women are scandalous, women like to be messy, women like drama, and women like to see men leave their girlfriends or having issues in their home over another woman. So it's like, you need to take that up with yourself, Kat, and let it go. And then it's like, Ryan doesn't want her to work at the shop. And I get it, because it's like, if my man had any type of situationship or physical anything with a woman, I do not want him working with her. Especially because it's not like it's your average corporate office. You know what I mean? This is an intimate, small tattoo shop. So you're going to see her every day, work with her every day. You want to be tempted. So I don't feel like she should work at the shop. And my whole thing is, you left to go to L.A. L.A. was more than what you thought it would be. So now you want to come back to Chicago. But then it's like, you want Ryan to own up to a man and, you know, tell the truth on what happened. It's like, for what? If he handled his situation at home, he don't owe nobody explanation. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. So that's my thoughts on that. And then we have a new Netflix original series titled She's Gotta Have It, which is written and produced by Spike Lee. It has 10 episodes. I watched it all last week and I just finished it on Friday. And this show is the bomb, like the bomb. And a lot of people may compare it to like Insecure or other shows. The cast, of course, is primarily African-American. The leading woman is African-American. And then there's three men that are her co-stars as well. And yeah, at first I couldn't really get into it because I wasn't feeling it, because like the first episode, within the first 15 minutes, she was effing all three dudes. I'm just like, whoa, what is this about to be like? And it's like each episode is 30 minutes. And she's like an artist. She likes to do art. She likes to draw and paint and things like that. She lives in a brownstone apartment that she really can't afford. And then she teaches, like, you know, during the day to kids in like middle school. And then she has three men that she is having, you know, sex with that she categorizes as fuck buddies. So one of the men, he's married, claiming to be separated, but he still lives in the same house as his wife. The other guy, he's more so like just a young cat, you know, living his life, partying, things like that. And then you have another one who's a model slash photographer, but he's a little suspect to me. He looked like he might be on, you know, the feminine side, but whatever. So you have Greer, which is the model photographer guy, who's just so into himself. And then you have Mars, who's like the 90s kid, hip hop, you know what I mean? Like down to earth, cool kid type of guy, which that's definitely bro. Like Mars is definitely bro. And then you have like the sophisticated, you know, from a messed up neighborhood, but he went to good schools, went to college. His name is Jamie. So my whole thing with Jamie is that he is caught up with Nolia. He has feelings for her. He's not abiding by her rules of the fuck buddy situationship. So he basically wants her to stop having sex with the other two guys and just be committed to her. He takes her out to dinner. He's basically like her sponsor. Like he gives her money, pays her rent, things like that. But she's just strictly like, no, I don't want anything serious. I don't want to date anybody. This is just, you know, platonic, you know, nothing too committed. And plus, you're married. So, you know what I mean? What am I going to do with that? And so the reason I like Mars is because he doesn't have any baggage. He's not seeing other women. You know, he definitely is a stress reliever for Nola, darling. And he's just all for her. Like, he definitely holds her down, you know what I mean? He listens to her, talks to her, things like that. And they have fun together, you know what I mean? Like, he's just fun. Greer, he's just like, he has other women that he messes around with too. So he definitely, you know, can see where she's coming from with the not wanting anything too serious, because, you know, he's doing his thing too. But he definitely has his issues as well. But the reason why I really wasn't feeling the show was because I wasn't really into it because of the fact that it was just too much sex for me. Like, I'm like, girl, you grown to talk about too much sex. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't know what it was going to be like because it was just, like, how they started it off with her having sex with three dudes in 15 minutes. Like, what? I was texting my best friend, like, girl, what is this show about to be about? But as the episodes goes on, it's good. And the last episode, I don't really want to spoil it for y'all if y'all didn't see it, but the last episode, all of the three guys meet, and she's just like, you know, y'all wanted to meet, here we are, and it is what it is. If you feel some type of way, then that's something that you have to take upon yourself, but nothing's going to change. This is how it's going to be. And I get it. You know, women, she's basically saying F double standards. She's going to do what she want. You know what I mean? And that's it. But she does demand her respect. You know what I mean? And she says that, you know, she definitely makes sure that she wraps it up. She does have safe sex with each of these people. And she does see a therapist, like, halfway through the series. But if you haven't watched it, you should definitely check it out. It's on Netflix. Like I said, it's 10 episodes, 30 minutes apiece. And it's definitely good for the culture. So I definitely wanted to share that with you guys. And next up, I'm going to talk about one of my most viewed blog posts as of yet. And you know, I've had my blog, well, this lifestyle blog I had for 2 years. But it talks about my personal insecurities and owning up to them and realizing that everybody's flawed. Everybody has things about themselves that they don't like or they aren't too proud of. But at the end of the day, when you own them, nobody can tell you shit. So if you haven't read the blog post, it is on the blog, iamatunny.com. And yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Baby, I wanna switch this shit up. Fuck the old shit. Yeah.
We're in a rush, girl. It's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down. Beat it up, go down. Beat it up. Take it down, 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 down. And I'ma beat it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Switch up the tempo. Switch it up. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Switch it up. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. I know that life moves too quick for you sometimes. You should pull up to the kickback. Smoke one with me one time. Tell me about all the freaky secret artists I know that you got on your mind. Bring them to life. Put that shit on the film and watch it back on rewind. Cut up. And I'm rushed, girl. It's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm tryna slow it down. Beat it up, go down. Beat it up. Take it down, 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 down. Beat it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. I wanna switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. I know that you wanna change your place, girl. I got that for you. I know you need a good dick, girl. I'ma drop that on you. Girl, you just like me. I know that you nasty. I know that you weak. Yeah. Girl, don't be shy. Just admit it. As soon as you do, you can come through and get it for real. I'm gonna feel you, you. Rush, girl. You, it's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down. Let me switch up the tempo. Switch it up. I wanna switch up the tempo. Switch it up. Can I switch up the tempo? Oh yeah. Switch up the tempo. Switch it up. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo. Baby, don't be scared to show that to me. Let you hit down and just show that to me. Only your love, just give it to me. Throw that to me. Don't play around, just throw that back. Throw that to me. Girl, it's just us, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm tryna throw it down. Beat it up, go down. Beat it up. Take it down, 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 down. And I'ma beat it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. I wanna switch up the tempo. Can I switch up? up the tempo.
Oh yeah.
Switch up the tempo. Can I switch up the tempo? Switch up the tempo.
Okay, so I apologize. The blog post is from about 2 weeks ago, and it's titled Talk Tuesday, Recognize Your Insecurities and Own Them. So if you go on my blog, that way you know what to look for, but it'll be under Talk Tuesday. I'm not going to read the whole blog post, but I will just read a couple excerpts from the blog post. And I actually got a lot of comments on this from Facebook, to Snapchat, to Instagram, and to actual blog. So definitely check it out and leave me a comment and let me know if you've experienced insecurities or bullying or things like that. I will definitely love to, you know, hear your story. So this basically just came about me wanting to be more transparent with my viewers and my readers of my blog, and of course you guys that listen to my podcast. No one like told me that I should do this. I just felt like it was a long time coming and it was due for me to just let it all out. So a couple paragraphs I'll read to you guys from my blog post. I basically just started from being a kid all the way up until my adult life of just having insecurities about myself that even like my closest friends didn't even know, and half my family didn't even know. I just kept it to myself, and I just always like kept a notebook and just wrote down my thoughts rather than just talking to people about it. But I was never depressed about my insecurities or being bullied. It was just something I just took with stride and just didn't let it stop me. But it definitely bothered me as a kid. I'm definitely not gonna lie about that. It definitely bothered me and made me more shy and didn't like guys. And I just had different views on guys, and it was always negative thoughts when it came to guys. Like, I didn't want to be around guys. I hated walking past crowds of guys. So, yeah. So I'm just going to get right into it. One thing I will put in here is, it says, rewind back to elementary school. I was teased but not bullied. Teased about my teeth, nothing else. I was never fat or funny built, but my teeth was the first thing people would see if I laughed or smiled. So I learned to smile without showing teeth. So whenever I was maybe like 8 or 9, I fell and my two front teeth, one chipped and one came all the way out. My mom saved my tooth by putting it in milk, and so I went to the dentist, and they gave me like a root canal and fixed my chipped tooth and inserted the other tooth as well. But my teeth were still, with that, they were not straight. They were white, but they just were not straight. And so that would be the first thing that you would see. I had a gap, and then my teeth were just like sticking out. So you can imagine being a young kid at that, with big teeth, with spaces. And then on top of that, in eighth grade, I had to wear glasses. So it's like I was a girl, light-skinned girl, pretty girl. But then when she smiled, her teeth are a mess and she has glasses. So I just always was just like the shy, quiet girl. But I definitely had friends. I never had a problem with having friends. That was one thing. Like, even though I was bullied, I was more so bullied by guys, not even females, which so for some people, it's the opposite. But yeah. And then it also goes on to say, one time, I'll never forget, standing at the bus stop one morning, a group of boys were trying to get my attention and was pulling on my hair. And I turned around and yelled, "Stop." And they all laughed and were like, "Damn, oh shit, her teeth, look at her." And you can just imagine the embarrassment. In elementary school, when the kids would have rec sessions, somehow I always ended up being included. A boy said to me, "It looks like you've been a stop sign." Until this day, I know what he looks like. I can see his face. I remember his name, everything like that. And then fast forward to college. I had it in my mind as a freshman. You are a target for guys to see if they can take you down and get what they want and keep it moving. So I didn't bother dating anyone. You wouldn't catch me with a guy. I was also insecure about my boobs in particular. Puberty hit hard for me in the eighth grade. Big lips and big boobs is how people would distinguish me from the next girl. When people described me, "Oh yeah, the one with the big lips," girls would ask me if my boobs were real, if they could fill on them. And yes, these girls were bold. They would just walk up to me and try and touch me and stuff like that. So I would try to hide them. I would wear tank tops under my shirts, and I always wore like a cardigan or a sweater over my actual shirt. Then another part says, "Once I got braces, I was happy. I was on the right path to being happy. I feel like it's never too late to fix yourself. You're never too old for braces. I was wrong. I still wasn't truly happy. I didn't like how I looked. I compared my smile to other people with braces. When people would give me compliments, I wouldn't take them serious at all. I would say thank you, of course, but I wouldn't take it as genuine." Now, I'm not sharing this with all of you for pity. I'm sharing this because females have the hardest times growing up and tend to not say anything. Females are always being judged, and you just never know how it affects people. So, yeah. Whenever I was, like, finally deciding that, yes, I'm going to write this blog post, I didn't want people to feel bad for me. I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. I didn't want people to pity me. Or, you know, I still didn't want that attention. But I wanted to do this post for girls who may be going through something similar like what I went through in school. And for them to just be able to embrace and own their insecurities and know that you are enough. You define your own beauty. You're beautiful no matter what you look like. You may not, you know, be attracted to the one guy, but that doesn't matter. Just because someone doesn't find you attractive doesn't mean that you're not attractive. And so I received many compliments and comments and DMs and things like that where people were saying, you know, "Oh my God, I never knew that you went through that. I'm so sorry." Or, "You're definitely brave and courageous for sharing that. You know what I mean? You're beautiful just the way you are." And then I had people telling me like, "Girl, I've been telling you to smile more. Like, your smile is beautiful," and this, that, and the third. But it's like, they're not in your shoes. They're not you. You are the one that has to face the music. You know what I mean? You have to feel comfortable in your own skin. That's like for a person that's depressed, no matter how many people they're around, and no matter how much love they get, they can still feel alone. So I wanted to get into that with you guys. excuse me. So with me growing up, it was very difficult to be sociable, to get out my shell, because I wasn't happy with how I looked. Because I know when you talk to someone, the first thing you look at is their teeth, you know, their smile, because, you know, they're talking to you, so you're going to look at their appearance. And so for me, I just rather not talk because I just didn't want to be ripped on, or people ask me, "Oh my God, what happened?" Or, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want people. And then even to this day, I'm in my 20s and people ask me, "So when you're getting your braces off?" And it's like, what do I have to do with anything? Like, why is that a question? Like, why are you concerned? Why does it matter to you? You know what I mean? Like, and then you'll have guys like, "Oh, I love shorties that wear braces." Like, what? Like, what type of fetish do you have? Like, what is that? Like, is that a pickup line? Like, are you serious right now? Like, what? But, yeah. So, for me, it was just very important to just be transparent with my viewers and my readers. Let them know, you know, that I am human. I have other insecurities, but that is the main one. And I feel like certain insecurities can stop you from getting a job that you really want. You know what I mean? Pursuing your goals. And that's very important because I do feel like my insecurities has held me back from things that I wanted to do that I just wasn't comfortable with doing. For example, my YouTube videos, I just now started talking on the camera with my vlogs because if you haven't noticed, all of my videos are voiceovers. I never like talk to the camera. And like, I wanted to record my podcast episodes, but I'm still not comfortable with how I look on camera whenever I talk. So that's something that hopefully by season two, I will be comfortable with doing that, because that will be definitely a good addition to have with my podcast. Whenever I do have guests, you guys can get the visual and just not only the audio. So it was very important for me to talk about that because it just was like something just came over me whenever I had went to my recent dentist appointment. I hated going to the dentist. First of all, because I always had a cavity or there was always something wrong. So I just hated going there. And then when they tell you to smile and do all that extra stuff, I didn't like it. I didn't feel comfortable. It just always put me in a bad mood when I would go to the dentist. And so this is just something, because I'm such an advocate for women empowerment and positive things for young girls. And so this I definitely wanted to touch on, because kids can be cruel. Kids are mean. Kids will say whatever comes to mind, and kids will say anything to make someone else feel bad to make themselves feel good. And it's just like, what are you getting out of bullying somebody? Like, what are you getting out of that? And you know, growing up, people say, well, if he teases you, he really likes you. No, that never was okay to me. If you like me, tell me you like me. Don't tease me or bully me in the opposite way of trying to get my attention because you like me. Like, no. And even with dating, like, it was hard for me to even date because, like I said, because of my big boobs growing up, I felt like every guy just wanted to have sex with me because you just couldn't possibly be attracted to me. You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't believe you. And even whenever my ex would give me compliments, I would just brush it off. Like, oh, thanks. Or I just felt like he was just saying it because he was my boyfriend. You know what I mean? As weird as that may seem, like, it's like little things that can trigger your mind to think negatively automatically. Like a defense mechanism. I automatically would just go to the negative route, or I would just beat someone to the punch of turning me down. You know what I mean? So this was something that. And bullying is also at an all-time high. Even nowadays on social media, people just are using their fingers as bullets to just shoot your soul with words. And it's like, you definitely have to have thick skin to be someone on social media. And some days you're not strong. Some days it just might get to you and just have you feeling down and doubting yourself and not feeling confident because of what someone said on Twitter. Like, Twitter started back for me 2009, and I would have people subtweet me talking about me. I would have people like retweet my pictures and talk about me. I would have people like, oh, tell her to show her teeth. You know what I mean? Like, I would have guys like, oh, she's whack, or she's ugly, or yeah, she's pretty, but tell her to smile. Like, bet you ain't gonna like her then. Like, it was just crazy. Like, it was a mess. Like, it was wild. Although I love Twitter, I still do to this day. I definitely had my fair share of like internet teasing, bullying, or what you want to call it. And yeah, so I definitely wanted this to be like a message to girls, young girls, even women. Like, embrace your insecurities. Don't care what people think, and hold your head high, and know who you are. When you know who you are, nobody can tell you anything. No matter what somebody says to you, it does not faze you. If they're not paying your bills, don't worry about what people think. We all have our days, and you know, we will have our moments where we do doubt ourselves or think that what someone's saying is valid. It's not. It's an opinion. Opinions don't matter. People are entitled to their opinion, but they can keep them negative vibes that way. You know what I mean? Don't let this get to you. Even if you got to take a break from social media or just take a break from people, do that. But definitely do not let people ruin your mood, your day, your spirit, your soul, none of that. And so I definitely had my fair share. And I had both parents growing up. Both parents made me feel pretty beautiful, all of that. I had tons of love at home. But in school, I went to a school from kindergarten to eighth grade. It was one school. So I had to see these same people all those years, every single day. And even though I was teased or bullied, it didn't make me not want to go to school. Like, I still wanted to go to school. I still wanted to learn. I still wanted to see my friends that I had. But I still, you know, had to face the music. I was not going to let nobody stop me from going to school. You know what I mean? But it definitely was rough. And, you know, it taught me a lot. And I'm happy that, you know, I was able to come out on top, because some people don't. You know what I mean? Teasing and bullying really can mess people up. It can lead people to be on drugs. It can lead people to be on alcohol, you know, and just bad. So I'm definitely happy that I had a loving home growing up, because I think that also was a big part of it as well. Not to dwell on negativity of what people said about me, because as long as your mama and your daddy love you, you are good. So I definitely want to thank you guys again for the positive comments, the continuous support on my blog, on my podcast, on my YouTube channel. And season 2 will probably start back up in February. And if you want to be a male guest, like, do males have insecurities? I want to know. That can definitely be part 2 of this episode, male insecurity. I need to know what those males are insecure about. So that will be starting back up in February of 2018. You can just send an email to contactmisshoney@gmail.com. And I hope this episode was inspirational to you. And that wraps up season 1, you guys. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in and all the feedback. Have a happy and safe holiday and a happy new year.
Pull up to the party, hey, jewels all on my body, yo chick on my body, they can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it, them bitches over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles,
and they can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah, yeah.
Like, get in my face, say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If he ain't from the clique, say less. Bitch, say less, got my walls with me.
Young niggas got the pool with me. Make it rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check, got bands on me. Yeah. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Next to your body, ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide this all to you. To you, to you, to you, to you. Say, I'll provide this all.
Pull up to the party.
Yeah, yeah.
All on my body, no chick on my body. They can't tell me nothing, no.
Like, stop it, them bitches over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles,
and they can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah, yeah.
Like, in my face, say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If it ain't from the clique, say less. Bitch, say less. Got my walls with me.
Young niggas got the pool with me. Make it rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check, got bands on me. Yeah. Fuck you, man.
Baby, next to your body, ain't no way I could hide it. I wanna be your top supplier. Cause I'll provide this all. The only kind of love you ever need, babe. I'm the one, you better know it when you see it. Tell the shots, he got you weak in the knees, babe. And you gon' hit the homies next weekend. Cause I'ma put that good on you. Like a woman should on you. That little engine that could on you. Make that thing go chugga 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 chugga.
I will give you everything you need, babe. Anything you say.
And you can have everything on me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything on me. Yeah.
Love it on that beat.
Pull up.
Pull up to the party. Lose all of my body. On my body, they can't tell me nothing, no.
Let's stop it, them bitches over there not popping. Hey, we gon' order more bottles.
They can't tell me nothing, no. Yeah, yeah.
Say less. If it ain't about the money, say less. If it ain't from the clique, say less. Bitch, say
got the pool with me. Make the rain, got a budget on me. Lord, check out bands on me.